Well, good morning, everybody, and I certainly do appreciate the fact that we've got a bunch of people on the call. Maybe we don't have so much of a Super Bowl hangover as often is the case on the Monday morning following the Super Bowl. Hopefully, everybody had a opportunity to enjoy that game yesterday. And regardless of who you were hoping was going to win, it was a great game, and we certainly enjoyed it here with my family. And I know that a lot of people just traditionally over the course of years have made Super Bowl Sunday almost just short of a holiday. So that is pretty cool. And I know these calls for myself and my partner Sean Baker, you know, we're just excited to be able to get on the call Monday morning. It probably is every bit as meaningful to us as it is to you guys. And one of the things that I mentioned last week is that we are going to start highlighting various leaders in our business and just ask them questions as they're building their business and having success. We certainly want to highlight what they're doing, you know, to build their business and be able to allow that information to be relevant to everybody as well. But you know, we have a lot of new people on the call this morning, and you know, just kind of happens that way sometimes. But you know, we have been really blessed with an opportunity to have a platform to build inside of this space that we refer to as network marketing and direct sales. And I think when you look at wellness biosciences, there's going to be some things that, you know, everyone tends to notice pretty quickly, and that is it doesn't feel like network marketing. I had some great conversations over the weekend, and really that's that is because we don't, you know, subscribe to, you know, being a part of just an industry standard. We really do subscribe to, you know, elevating ourselves to the highest standard that we possibly can. And really that's what I wanted to talk about this morning, because I think that sometimes when people get involved in building this business, they start to realize, as I did 28 years ago, that it really is about you understanding you and understanding what makes you tick, understanding what you know, what it is that allows you to have the best outcome that you possibly can, regardless of circumstances. Because ultimately, the better you know you, then you're also able to help other people and their circumstance. And I can tell you that looking back on my career, you know, when I first got involved in this industry, you know, there were a lot of people that were a bit older than I was in the industry that would often share bits of information with me that did not necessarily make sense at that time. But the reality was I really had a lot of personal development I had to go through before I could really have success in the business. You know, I had to learn that my ideas were not the only ideas in the world. I had to learn that I was not the most important person in the world. I had to learn that, you know, I had to subject myself to, you know, putting my ego aside and really paying attention to the key factors that really would determine success in the business. So what ultimately started to happen for me, and everybody has a different story, guys, what happened for me is along the way in the journey, I learned to set higher standards for myself. And it does, you know, don't think for one moment I'm suggesting that I have all things figured out. I don't. But as I was going and growing through my journey, there were things that I look back on that, you know, stand out in terms of the results I was having, success I was having. It never happened immediately. It always happened down the road after I started changing some things about myself, after I started elevating, I guess, the way that I was going about the business. In the early days, I didn't know what to do. And I think a lot of times when you get involved in this business, you don't really understand necessarily how to prospect or how to invite people or how to present the business. It's kind of something that you just learn as you're doing it. You know that you're out, you know, with ignorance on fire, you're just sharing information, you're excited about the phenomenal products that we're delivering, excited about the business opportunity. Every success leads to some level of excitement, and then every lack there of success sometimes can make you wonder what the heck you're doing. And so in the early stages in my experience in the business, I was on a bit of an emotional roller coaster. There were people that wondered why in the world would you get, I mean, I owned a health club and a physical therapy practice, and we had, you know, everything kind of looked good on the outside. There were some celebrities and professional athletes. But the reality was is that all of my money was going in and going out as fast as it was coming in. And I was kind of locked in. I didn't have a way to enjoy my life. I didn't have a way to travel. As I was doing my business, I was really locked into being there because I didn't have enough information. I didn't have enough of an understanding of what I could do to be able to create an income that was separate and apart from myself until I was introduced to this business. And then once I got the picture, once I got the vision, then I was able to start subjecting myself to the things I had to do to increase and develop myself. But ultimately, it was based upon the standards that I held for myself. It was all about standards. Now, when I say that, it's that way in every area of your life. It's that way in your relationships. It's that way, in your physical well-being, what you're eating, how your exercise regimen is. It's those daily habits. And then as I started to get a different picture of how I wanted to see myself, then that was a different standard. That was a different standard. And as I pursued that picture and that standard I had for myself, then I started seeing differences. The same thing was true in my economic life. You know, building and developing this business as a distributor, going out and accomplishing $250,000 a year, and then $500,000 a year, $1 million a year. I share those with just financial examples because those were all based upon standards that I established for myself. And we all have, I believe, what we call a financial thermostat. A financial thermostat is actually this phenomenal book, T. Harv Eker, that talks about your financial thermostat. And your financial thermostat is really a function of where your comfort level is and what you typically do financially. And oftentimes you'll see that people year after year just do enough to pay the bills, maybe have a little bit more left over for their retirement fund or a little bit left over to be able to go on vacation. And that's typically the way that they establish their standard of what they need to accomplish at the end of the month or at the end of 3 months, at the end of the year. And what I've learned for me is that until I changed my standards of how I operated my life, how I operated in every conference call, how I operated every single time I talked, I would listen to myself do presentations over and over and over. And there were some times I would, in the early days I listened to them, it was just short of, fingernails on a chalkboard. It was horrible. I couldn't believe, I vividly remember to this day, and we're going back to cassette tape days, where I had a cassette player and I listened to myself on a conference call and I thought to myself, man, I don't know. There's no way that I would buy from me. There's no way that I would get excited. I mean, I sounded very monotone. I didn't have any energy or emphasis on specific points that I was trying to make. And it came through to me when I heard myself. It was that immediate feedback. And I remember vividly saying, golly, man, you really have got to start, having a higher standard for yourself on every conference call that you do, every three-way call that you do. Is the information that you're conveying relevant? And until I increase my standards, I can promise you that the economics of my business did not change. Until I got beyond my own emotions of what was taking place in the day and I kept focusing on the standard of where I wanted to go, it was difficult. But once I started doing that, once I started elevating the standard, then I started to pursue business in a different fashion. I started to pursue my personal life. And by all means, don't think that there weren't challenges, or don't think that, I'm not suggesting for one second that everything was, peaches and cream. I'm saying that things did get much better when I started focusing in on what I had to get better at. I know that sometimes we don't get what we want. We get literally what we must have. I can tell you that everybody on the phone probably can identify with, in any particular day, any given moment in time, you've always been able to get accomplished what maybe you had to get accomplished. Maybe it was studying for a very important exam in medical school, or perhaps it was passing, bar for your law license. It could be any number of some of you guys on the phone have done some amazing things. My friend Chance Mock, you know, did some amazing things as an athlete. My partner's done amazing things for himself in his life. He's come from one circumstance in his family to a whole different circumstance today where he's really happy with his life personally and what he's doing. And maybe that wasn't the case before, but he had to make different changes, and that was all based upon standards, right? So we all have, in some way, form or fashion, had this happen. Now, fast forward to this moment where we are today. You know, February 3rd, 2020, that the thing that I think, at least for me, looking back on the experience, we're all here today. Fast forward, all these things I've mentioned, we're all right here today at, you know, February 3rd, 2020, and we all have desires of things that we want to accomplish as we move forward in our life. That's kind of the makeup of the fabric of who we are on the phone here. We're here because we genuinely believe that we can improve our situation personally in a lot of different areas. And it's all about the track that we need to take to get there. And what I want to encourage with you guys on the phone is I want to encourage you to start elevating your personal standard in every area of your life. Okay. And I mean, you know, if you're focused on building this business and you're doing your conference calls, the three-way calls, hey, listen to yourself. Just put your phone on record. Now we have, you know, on our smartphones, most of us can download an app where we can record our phone calls. And just ask somebody, if you don't mind, if it's okay if I record this call. I just want to do what I can to make sure that I'm sharing the information I should be sharing. And then I'm doing the best job I possibly can. And would you mind if I record the call? Or listen to the information that's being communicated to you. Are you responding appropriately? Are you giving them the right direction? Are you applying the right tools to what was needed for that person? Are you doing everything that you can possibly do to make sure that everybody has as much information with respect to the product and the business opportunity, the culture of the company? Can you convey to people, after having been to a few events, spent time with the president of the company, Sean Baker, listened to information that's being conveyed by the medical doctors, are you clarifying to people the culture that's available to them at Wellness Biosciences Rx? Because frankly, there are a lot of professional people we all know that would love to get involved and take advantage of the opportunities available to them in network marketing, but they don't necessarily do it because they're not excited about, you know, what they've experienced before in a different company or different culture. Maybe that's just not for them. But have you been able to describe and define and articulate to those people the culture of walking into a professional room of people that are excited about their future? They're business-minded. They're focused on their business plan. They're conveying information about personal development. It's not a hype, not a lot of hype and rah-rah. It's just solid, factual-based information. Is that something that you feel that you've articulated to people? Because until they know what you're doing and why you're doing it and why you're excited about what you're doing it, it can sometimes be a challenge for them to kind of sink their teeth into it. So I would just encourage you and challenge you. If you want to have a higher result in 2020 than what you had in 2019, it's not all of the stuff outside of you. Okay. I mean, listen, is it going to be valuable to you if we deliver a brand new product in the marketplace that could be a game changer? Absolutely. Is it going to be valuable to you if we continue to do what we can to provide phenomenal incentives of cash and cars and trips? Absolutely. That's all part of the journey, but that's not the stuff that's going to determine your success. I promise you. You're the reason that you are, and you're the reason that you're not. No one should ever take credit for your success, and by no means should any point in particular time should anybody be responsible for your lack of success. So we are all about personal accountability. It's not about condemnation. It's about our own internal personal conviction of becoming as good as we can in every moment of our day, because to that end is going to determine where you go. If you want to be the president and CEO of your company, then you're going to have to elevate the standards of your game to accomplish the outcome that you have. If you've never run a company, a multi-million dollar company, and you've never earned millions of dollars, the difference between where you are and maybe where you would like to be has to do with your standards, with how you handle every opportunity you have to build and develop your business, how you handle every opportunity to prospect, how you handle every opportunity to invite, how you handle every opportunity to communicate information on conference calls, on three-way calls. It's the little things. It's not the big things that ultimately will determine how successful you become. I will promise you, you have a phenomenal runway. We really do have a company that today now can ship, fulfill, deliver, can calculate commissions, reports, can give you things that we did not have a year ago, but it's all about what you do with it. It's all about what you do with it. And soon to come, guys, and stay tuned, we're so excited about things that we're going to be bringing to you by phenomenal people that have been around the industry longer than some of you have been alive. And these guys have come to us and they said, hey, we think you're the right fit. We think that you would be great at taking this phenomenal product in the marketplace. Other companies couldn't do it, but you could do it. I thank God for those people. Those people are valuable. Every little individual, every little opportunity, it's a sum total of a bunch of phenomenal things that have to happen to make this thing as good as it could possibly be. So, guys, I've gone on and on for a little while here, and I appreciate you indulging me and taking the time to listen. I just want to, I want to say, first of all, thank you for tuning in to these calls at 8:30 on Monday morning for my partner and I. It's a great opportunity. And speaking of my partner, he is on the line, guys, and I'm going to pass the call to him, and I just want to say thank you, Sean, for all that you're doing to build the business, and I'm going to turn the call over to you, buddy. Go ahead and take it away.
Hey, thanks, Barry. Great job this morning. I always enjoy these calls. I tell you guys that every Monday, but I'm gonna keep repeating it and beating the drum because it's just the right way to start my week. You know, a lot of folks go to church on Sunday morning, and that's how they start their week. I got one buddy that he and I were laughing. We both like clean sheets on a Sunday night to start our weeks. Everybody's got their little routines, and this is a big part of my routine. I love these calls. I love knowing that people are on, and Barry and I can see whose numbers, you know, are on, and we can kind of cater the calls to different aspects of what we know that some of you are going through. We don't know what all of you are going through personally or professionally, but some of you guys share, and so we try to add value-added information, as Barry just did for the last, 20, 25 minutes. Did a great job, as always. And the beauty of what Barry shares, and hopefully of what I share, is, guys, we're not reading to you from a book. This isn't in some manual. This is now, sorry, partner, but I got to say, it's going on 3 decades of personal experience. You know, Barry's been in the industry 28 years. I've now been in and around the industry for 18 years. And these are just things that we know work. And unfortunately, there's a lot of things we know don't work. We've scraped our knees and bloodied our elbows. And so we're just here this morning sharing information with you guys about the things that we know can be effective. So what I wanted to piggyback, Barry was talking about it earlier, about, I don't know if he used the word, but your cadence, you know, what he's talking about when he was recording his cassette tapes. And he did the same thing with me. Barry gave me that advice in 2003 when I was starting to do some presentations in front of small groups of people, 30, 35, 40, 45, sometimes 50 people. And I was rough around the edges. I mean, I was a guy that was managing 60 employees, but as Barry talked about at the academy, the training aspect, I was a title guy. I was a number one leader because I was an area manager for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. I had 60 to 70 employees at any given time, and I was running an $88 million division, and I thought that commanded respect. I didn't understand that it was about how you talk to your people and that it was about how you inspire and motivate. I knew, my coming out of the military, my mindset was you work, I pay, and we have a great relationship. You show up on time, you do what I tell you to do. I make sure your check is on time and clears, and we're good, right? Well, that's not really life in 2020, especially not in the industry of network marketing or direct sales. This is a volunteer force. And so we understand that we, too, just like we're communicating to you guys, we too have to evolve and get better every single day. I spent some quiet time this weekend discerning areas that I can improve from last week, and I found several. And that's not to say we didn't have a great week. We did. Barry and I went to Dallas, and we talked about some different product aspects, and we met with some phenomenal people in the industry, and even got to break bread with some people that are suffering with some real challenging personal situations, up to including cancer. And so this is an amazing journey, and we meet amazing people, but you've always got to be in a getting better mindset. And so tying it back to when Barry was talking about his cassette tapes, he gave me that same advice in 2003. And one of the things I would just tell you made me different, not better, but different from my peers, was I took the advice. I bought a handheld recorder, and I would set it on the table when I was talking to a prospect. By the way, most of my prospects were people I already knew, and so when I got transparent with them and I told them, hey, I'm recording this because last week in front of 40 people, my presentation, pardon my French here, but my presentation sucked, and I don't want to bomb again this week. Can I please record this session so that I can go back and listen to it? Whether you get involved in the business or you don't get involved in the business, I'm practicing on you, and I want to hear what I'm saying. And, oh, my Lord, nails on a chalkboard is an understatement. I mean, it was god-awful. I had to stop. The first time I recorded, Barry, I remember this vividly. It was only about a 20-minute conversation, and I had to listen to it in 3 to 5 minute segments because I was so appalled at the sound of what was coming out of my mouth. And so I would just share with you guys, that was a tipping point for me. So if you have a recorder or you understand how to use the recording device on your smartphone, it is a game changer. Get over not liking the sound of your voice. We all have that that we struggle with. But it's about what information you're communicating and how your prospect or your friend or your future business leader and partner receives the information that's coming out of your mouth. And so one of the things I want to talk about in conjunction with recording it is make sure, and I know you've probably all heard this cliche, but I'm going to go a little deeper into it. Make sure that the tail is not wagging the dog. I mean, look, Barry and I, a year and a half ago, we couldn't sit down with a vendor and have a serious conversation because we were a startup. We had purchased no product. We didn't have the ability to process credit cards. We didn't have a depository account. But as we've gotten some traction, and as we've gotten just God's fortune and some regulations have changed in the banking industry, we now have a great banking relationship. Could we have a better one? Sure. Are we on the lookout? Absolutely. But we have a viable, functional banking relationship. We also have a merchant account. We've got inventory on the floor, shipping and fulfillment. I mean, these are things that a year ago we didn't have. But in life, as is in anything in life, there are going to always be distractions. We don't currently have certain positions on our field, so to speak, that we want, for daily business. And I don't need to go into what those are, but just as a baseball metaphor, what's happening now is we've got a good solid first base, and maybe we don't have anybody at second base, but everybody's bringing us opportunities for more first basemen, more first base women, more first base positions. And we've got to be careful as owners not to let those things distract us. And the reason that I share that is because that's what's going to happen in your business too. You're going to find sometimes that the tail is wagging the dog, and you're, as the CEO or the president or the whatever title you give yourself of your distributorship, the owner and the proprietor of your distributorship, you're going to have to see that and say, look, it's sneaky. It will sneak up on you. You will look up and go, my gosh, how do I have four first basemen and nobody playing second base? It happens. It's innocent. It's not anything malicious or willful, but you will look up and realize that your team is out of balance. And you, as the owner and the proprietor of your distributorship, you will be charged and be responsible to get things back into balance. You've got to get the tail, pardon the dog, wagging the tail. One example I'll give you, and by the way, I am telling you this as a guilty party. I'm telling you as someone that used to do the same thing. I would say, is Barry speaking on Thursday night? Because if Barry's speaking, I'll go. Barry's articulate. He's handsome. He gets the whole crowd eating out of his hand. If Barry's presenting this Thursday, I'll go. But if Barry's not going to present, I'm just not sure I can make it. Well, Barry wasn't the opportunity. Barry is phenomenal. He's great with people. He's a great leader. He's a great teacher. But Barry doesn't – the rise and fall of the network marketing industry doesn't rest on Barry's shoulders. It certainly doesn't rest on Sean Baker's shoulders or Dr. Nimish Patel or Dr. Nikesh Jasani. I mean, these are phenomenal, phenomenal assets to our business. But if you have people telling you, well, I'll only go and invite my prospect if fill in the blank is there, the tail is wagging the dog, my friends. You have got to get control of that. There are clubs, and I was never a big clubber. I got married, as many of you know, when the month I turned 18, so I didn't have a big clubbing lifestyle. But I know there are restaurants that are very exclusive and high-end, and you better make a reservation, particularly for Valentine's Day, which is right around the corner. There are restaurants in Houston that do not have availability right now for Valentine's Day because everybody wants to go. And there are other restaurants with good food, a nice ambiance and atmosphere that I promise you, you'll be able to walk in on Valentine's Day and get a seat. Well, you have to decide which restaurant you want to be. If you're chasing one prospect and that prospect's telling you when they will and won't come and who they will and won't listen to, I would just tell you, you need more prospects. Barry was on an airplane one time sitting next to a guy that, you know, nice business suit. I think, Barry, I have to tell the story correctly sometime, but I think the guy was a lawyer maybe, and Barry wasn't even a prospect. And the guy just said, well, what do you do? And Barry said, well, what do you do? And they were just in conversation. And the guy, Barry, had gotten upgraded to first class, and if I'm telling the story right, and he's sitting next to this guy, and the guy got, said, oh, my God, network marketing, multi-level, one of those pyramid schemes. And he proceeded to go on and basically berate the industry, knowing nothing about Barry Koshu, knowing nothing about what product he was representing, the fact that he had an agreement with NASA and he had just been on Fox News and was making millions of dollars a year. This guy just went straight anti-network marketing, anti-products, just on and on. So much so that about 20 or 30 minutes in, which amazes me that Barry had that sort of patience, that Barry just had to give him the time out signal and say, dude, I'm not prospecting you. I wasn't taught. You asked me what I did, and I told you. And if you walk around in life with that negativity about anything, much less something you know so little about, you have got some real challenges, my friend, and I'm going to pray for you, and I wish you the best of luck. And Barry flagged down the flight attendant and asked to change seats. I tell you that story because there are people much closer to us than a stranger on an airplane who essentially try to treat us the same way. If they want to down your opportunity and they want to tell you that you've made a mistake and they want to pull you over, look, I love my parents. I do, with all my heart and all my soul. My mother still lives in a mobile home. She has no retirement whatsoever. She will be on Medicare and whatever I can provide for her. That will be her retirement, and it is my calling, it is my duty, and I am honored to be a good and faithful son for her, but I am not going to end up the same way with my children. But when I talk about my entrepreneurial ventures, I see my mother turn green. When I talk about all the travel that Barry and I are doing and will be doing in the future, I see her, the wheels turn in her head because she was raised 9 to 5. She was raised, you don't work on weekends, not on Sunday, but not on weekends. You take off for, you know, not the major holidays, but, you know, Memorial Day, Labor Day, Martin Luther King Day, Columbus Day, whatever day you can get off, you take off. And that's not the life and the spirit of an entrepreneur. And so I just tell you, while I love my mother, the tail is not going to wag the dog. I am committed to this. I've got children whose lives depend on this. I am all in. As Barry and I often say, we have burned the boats. This is what we do. We are professionals. We try to get better every single day, and we want to find business leaders, entrepreneurs who want to look better, feel better, and have a literally $500 to $5,000 to $50,000 and up per month opportunity. And you won't have that listening to all the naysayers, listening to all the negativity, wasting your time with the wrong people, ignoring what could be the right people, and allowing the tail to wag the dog. So my message to you this morning, you know, it's 9 o'clock. It's a beautiful Monday in Houston anyway. You know, we're up. We're suited and booted. We're about to have a 9:30 meeting with a very well-known person in the network marketing industry of 30 years as a full-time business builder with a different company. You know, we've got people that are engaging with us at different levels, from just getting sampled to starting their business at PPC and everything in between. And so what I would question you, and you don't have to weigh in, this isn't a session where we're talking about the kind of accountability where we call you out in front of anyone. But just look at your calendar this week. Look at your prospect list this week. Guys, I would tell you, if you have a desire to make $5,000 this month and you don't have 5 to 10 appointments already on your calendar, sporadically, one today, two tomorrow, two on Wednesday, nothing on Thursday, and two on Friday. If you don't have 5 to 10 sporadic appointments on your calendar this week, you're probably not going to make $5,000 this month. You're just not. If you don't have a prospect list of 20 to 30 people actively engaged in conversation, whether it's, oh, I enjoyed the video you sent me. Hey, I'm out of samples. I'd like to purchase some product. Hey, I heard that Monday morning call, and I'd like to get on a conference call with Barry Koshu. He really sounds like he knows what he's talking about. If you don't have those two things, appointments on a calendar and a prospect list, please don't be disappointed come payday when you don't have a check, because those are the things required. A calendar, a prospect list, samples, and events. Three-way calls, Tuesday night dinners at Papa Doe, upcoming events in March, April, and May. All those things are the things required to grow and build a business in this space. Now, how effectively you do them, I just tell you, I did them effective enough to earn six figures. Over the course of time, I did them effectively enough to earn seven figures. I was never as effective as Barry, and I never earned eight figures in this space, but he did. And I'm getting better every day, and I want to help those of you on the call interested get better every day. And so does Barry. His desire, I can tell you, is to help each of you achieve your goals, to break the financial strongholds that maybe you face, to break some of the personal situations you face, to become a better speaker, to become just a better person. Whatever you want to accomplish, I promise you, I know my partner, his desire and my desire align, and that is to help you achieve everything that this business would have to offer you. Is it the end-all, be-all? No. But can you experience a different faith journey? Absolutely. Can you bring people on that faith journey with you? Absolutely. Have I seen people led to Christ through this business? I have. Have I seen people meet their significant other, husband, wife, have children, travel the world? I have seen that happen personally, and it's been phenomenal. And so whatever this journey would hold for you, whatever your goals and desires are, that's what we want to help you accomplish. So I would just say, as we kind of conclude the call, and Barry, as you come back on and close out, you know, guys, it's about 5 minutes after nine on a beautiful Monday in the United States of America. I mean, if the Kansas City Chiefs can come back from 10 to 20 in the fourth quarter and win the Super Bowl, I mean, it's never too late. Get a pen, a crayon, a big Chief pad, an Excel spreadsheet, whatever technology you want to use, and jot down 25 people that if you were opening a franchise, if you were, you know, if you had just become the president of the United States and you get to hand select your cabinet, who would you call? Because those are the people that you need to be engaged in conversation with. And so I would just tell you, when you start treating this like a business, it will start to produce for you like a business. And Barry and I are here to help. We want to inspire. We want to encourage. We want to motivate. And, guys, trust me, as many as a good story as we can tell you, and we're glad to, just ask sometimes. We can tell you all the knee-scraping stories, too. I can tell you about flying to another market and showing up in a room with my, you know, suit and tie and all my goodies and presenting to two people. Two people after a four-hour plane flight, you know, there and back. It's happened. It happens, but there are things you can do to ensure it doesn't happen again, and those are the things that we want to collapse the time frame for you. We want to help you have an increased level of productivity without half the headache and heartache that Barry and I went through if we can. So, Barry, I kick it back over to you. Great job as always, and, guys, if you need anything this week, don't hesitate to email, call, or text. We are here and we are available, and we look forward to working with each and every one of you. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Sean, great job as always, guys. And, hey, you're going to be getting an email. Everybody, all brand partners are going to be getting email today, really talking about our next upcoming academy, which will be March the 28th. So if you want to lock that down in your calendar, guys, I can just tell you that, you know, as we look from where we were at our last academy to where we are today, the people that are generally getting good results, focused, tuned into what we're doing, are the ones that, you know, came to that event. And they're also helping a lot of other people in their journey with the information that they gathered. So thank you so much for taking the time to be on our Monday morning call. We appreciate it very, very much. And tune in next week, guys, same time, same place. We hope to hear or see from you or see you during the course of this week. So excited about all that's going on and all that's to come. Have a great week. God bless. Bye-bye.